I met my successor at Yale 2 years ago at a library conference. It was an interesting experience. I imagine you feel the same way talking to the woman in Virginia.
She isn't my successor, not directly. There could have been 6 or 7 other people in between me and her, maybe more. It's a distant connection, almost archaeological.
Is she better than you?
Probably.
That's how I felt, too. At first I was depressed about it. Then I realized, actually, I should feel encouraged about it. Progress is being maintained. The world is still moving forward.
How long have you been retired?
A little more than 10 years.
So you got back here before the prison was built?
Years before. It was a different town then, but not too different, I suppose. The real change is still to come. We're still in a transitional phase. The real change will come when we get used to it. At the moment, we're a town with a prison in it. Soon we'll be a prison town.
So what was it like?
Gentle,
Janet Salter said.
Quiet. Half the size. No fast food, only one motel. Chief Holland was a young man with a family, like Andrew Peterson is now. I don't know why, but that symbolizes the change for me. Everything felt cheerful and young and lighthearted, not old and tired and bitter like it is now.
What happened to Holland's wife?
Cancer. But mercifully quick. Their daughter was 15 at the time, which could have been awkward, but she seemed to handle it quite well. She was very like her mother, which could have been awkward for the chief, too, but he was already involved in the early stages of planning the prison by then, which took his mind off it.
And what was the Lowell divorce all about?
I told you, I don't know. But the fact that no one speaks of it invites speculation, doesn't it?
His fault or hers?
Oh, his, I think.
Peterson said he has a sister who looks just like him.
In a way. Much younger than him, more like a niece.
Are you going to stay here, even when it's a prison town?
Me? I'm far too old to start over somewhere else. What about you?
No, I couldn't stay here. It's too cold.
Eventually you'll want to stay somewhere.
Hasn't happened so far.
See how you feel 30 years from now.
That's a far horizon.
It will come faster than you expect.
Reacher put his empty mug on a low table. He wasn't sure whether to stay in the room or to leave her alone to read. He wasn't sure which she would prefer.
Sit,
she said.
I'll have plenty of time to read after all this fuss is over.
He sat. She asked,
Are you warm enough?
I'm fine.
Which he was.
The ancient radiator under the window was putting out plenty of heat. The hot water in the pipes was coursing around the house relentlessly. He could hear it. He could hear the occluded right-angle joint at the top of the stairs, hissing a little louder than the others. He pictured the burner in the basement, roaring, and the pump running hard. Unlimited heat, available around the clock. Much better than the arrangement in Andrew Peterson's farmhouse. The old iron wood stove, banked and cooling all night, barely warm by morning. He stared into space for a second. He said, Stupid. Janet Salter asked him,
Who? Or what?
Me.
Why?
I need to make a phone call. He got up and stepped out to the hallway, spoke to the cop sitting on the bottom stair, said, I need Andrew Peterson's home number. The cop said,
I'm not sure I'm at liberty to give it to you.
Then dial it for me. I won't look. She dialed it for him, checked that she was getting ringtone, and then handed the receiver to him. Kim Peterson answered. Reacher introduced himself and said, I'm very sorry to disturb you, but I need to speak with Andrew.
He just got home.
I know, I'm sorry, but it's important. There was a long delay. Maybe Kim had to go drag Peterson out of his den, but he came on the line eventually.
Problem?
He asked. The opposite, Reacher said. I know where the key is for the stone building. 5 to 9 in the evening. 7 hours to go. Chapter 32. Reacher stayed on the line, and Peterson spent a minute talking to himself about what to do next, like he was thinking out loud. He said, "The prison was locked down an hour ago, so the siren is not going to sound. It can't, really, can it? There's no opportunity. The guy could come without the siren, I suppose, but in that case, we'll still have plenty of bodies in the way. 4 in the house, 3 on the street. All of them are good people, I made sure of that. So right now, it doesn't really matter whether you're there or not, does it? You're superfluous, in a temporary sense, so it's safe enough for you to come out. Do you agree?"
"Safe enough," Reacher said.
"I'll pick you up in 10 minutes. Reacher went back to the parlor. Janet Salter looked up at him. He told her he was going out, and where, and why. He said, "If the cops have to leave, what do you do?" She said,
"Lock myself in the basement."
"With?"
"My gun."
"When?"
"Straight away, I suppose."
"Correct. Straight away, immediately, instantly, no delay at all before the cops are even out through the door. You lock yourself in and you stay there until I get back."
"With the password?"
"Correct," Reacher said again. "And even if the cops don't actually leave, you go down there if you sense any kind of commotion at all. Any kind of uneasiness, any kind of extra nervousness, any kind of heightened alert. Okay?"
"You think the man might come with the police, still in the house?"
"Hope for the best, plan for the worst. If the cops get a bad feeling, they won't tell you right away. They won't want to look stupid afterward if it turns out to be nothing. So it's up to you to figure it out. Trust your gut. Any doubt at all, get the hell down there. Fast. A stray bullet can kill you just the same as one that was aimed."
"How long will you be gone?"
2 hours, maybe."
"I'll be fine."
"You will if you do what I say."
"I will. I promise I'll go down and lock the door and wait for the password."
Reacher nodded, said nothing. "Safe enough." Reacher went out to the hallway and climbed into his giant coat, checked the pockets for hat and gloves and gun, all present and correct. The telephone rang. The woman from the bottom stair answered it. She handed the receiver to Reacher without a word.